This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. One of the many changes Hurricane Katrina brought to New Orleans 10 years ago was a rethink of public housing. It had been on people's minds before the storm, yes, but the flooding sped up the plans quite a bit. Developers and city leaders, even residents of the housing projects themselves, saw an opportunity to start over. The St. Bernard development was one of the places that people were talking a lot about, a collection of two- and three-story brick houses in the Gentilly neighborhood. About 900 or so families lived there before Katrina. And depending on who you talked to, it was either a place of community or a place rife with crime. Today, St. Bernard is gone, replaced by a mixed-income development called Columbia Park. Marketplace's Noel King took a look around.
Can you push it high?
Good job!
This is one perk of living in Columbia Park, free classes for toddlers through the on-site EduCare program. I'm taking a tour with J.T. Hannon, a public affairs director for the Bayou District Foundation. That's the nonprofit that developed Columbia Park and brought EduCare here.
This, to me, is the crown jewel of the whole development. This is our way of, I think, assaulting multi-generational poverty. Children who come from low-income families typically receive no preschool. They start behind, they stay behind.
Not Columbia Park kids. The development has a cradle-to-college education model, a K-8 school, and a high school for residents' kids are both in the works.
So here's a fitness center.
Columbia Park has a movie theater, a fitness center, a swimming pool, beautiful homes, and three types of renters. The first, public housing tenants who pay a third of their income to rent. Another group, also low income, pay a fixed amount. The last group have middle class jobs, police officers, professors, and pay market rate. Hannon says everyone is treated the same.
Everybody's on the same lease. Whether you make over six figures or you're completely dependent on public subsidy, every resident needs to adhere to three conditions.
Those rules are you have to work at least 20 hours a week, you have to pass a credit check, you cannot have a recent felony conviction. And this fundamentally is what makes it different from the old St. Bernard housing project. Only certain people can live here. I took a walk through Columbia Park alone. Robert Lewis was cutting through on his bike to get a cold drink at the store. Lewis is 42. He grew up in St. Bernard and was displaced by the flood. He does not live here now. In fact, only just over 100 of the former St. Bernard families out of 900 live in Columbia Park. Lewis doesn't remember St. Bernard being a bad place. He says, yes, some people used or sold drugs, but
it wasn't like you come outside and you get killed. It wasn't like that, you know. It wasn't like bad, 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 you know, like everybody. I think it was, but it wasn't.
Lewis lives nearby and says he's on the waiting list for a Section 8 housing voucher. He can't get in here. He has a felony drug conviction. But he says even if Columbia Park did accept him, he wouldn't live here.
No, I would not.
Why not? It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful, but you can't really. It's too strict back here.
What are the rules that you don't like?
What do you see right now?
I don't see anyone, to be
honest.
That's
right. That's the point right there, you know what I'm saying? You don't see nobody outside. You can't even have a barbecue outside or none of that, you know what I'm saying?
Lewis admits there is one thing he likes about the improvements Columbia Park has helped bring to the neighborhood. There's a place to hang out.
You know what you ought to do later on?
What's that?
You go take your walk over there under the bridge. They got the little skate park that they built for the skating people, you know what I'm saying? We got white people, blacks, all of them under there skating all day long, you know what I'm saying?
I decided to go looking for the skate park that Mr. Lewis, the former resident, told me about. And the truth is, at 10:15 on a Wednesday morning, I do see what he's saying. There's no one outside.
Of course, it is a work day, and remember, working is a rule here. But then I spotted a young guy, and he was carrying a skateboard.
Hi. Hey, can I ask you a quick question? I'm a tiny bit lost.
I told him what I was up to.
And I'm just doing a story about what it's like to live here. And there's a couple things people told me about. The skate park was one.
Yeah.
Is that where you're going?
Yeah.
Can I go with you?
Sure.
Jerome Lipscomb is 18 and lives in Columbia Park with his grandmother. He lived in St. Bernard, too. He was displaced by the flooding at age 8. And he, too, has some really good memories.
We'll play, like, baseball with a tennis ball. We play cool cans. A lot of different stuff. It was kind of fun.
He says Columbia Park, despite the movie theater and the computer lab, is less fun. He resents a little that St. Bernard was demolished.
That's where I was born and raised. It was tragic, but, I mean, I had to get over it. Life got to go on. It's quiet. It's more cleaner, but I prefer the old St. Bernard.
Jerome has goals. He plays a bunch of instruments in church and school, snare drum, bass drum, saxophone. He makes a little money playing in the French Quarter. He plays baseball and has his eye on an athletic scholarship. We reach the skate park just outside of Columbia Park below Interstate 610, and I tell Jerome, for all his nostalgia, the idea is that growing up here will afford him a better future. So, does he buy that? He thinks for a while.
Yes. I think Columbia Park is better. I mean, we had took a college tour to the Naval Academy in Baltimore. I have like a mentor. He worked at Columbia Park. His name is Mr. Terrell Haynes. There's a lot of tips they give us, a lot of good feedback. So, I mean, it is good. Not everything about it is bad.
Jerome went off to start his day, and I went off to find his mentor, Mr. Terrell Haynes.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Are you Mr. Haynes?
Yes, I am.
So nice to meet you.
Same here, same here. So what did Jerome, how did I get thrown this into the...
Haynes is a social worker for a nonprofit organization called Kingsley House. He works on site at Columbia Park, providing counseling for anyone who needs it. That wasn't an option at St. Bernard. He had no idea Jerome saw him as a mentor.
I appreciate his compliment. And I just see myself as being that person who has wandered into Jerome's life, just being an influence in some form or fashion.
Haynes has his own memories of St. Bernard.
The crime was rampant. I had high school teammates that lived in the development. And when I would drop them off late evenings, I was often told, don't stop at the red light. Just keep going. Don't stop at the red light. Just keep going.
Haynes is a big believer in mixed-income developments, and he believes Jerome will have a better life for growing up here.
Growing up in the St. Bernard, if you didn't have a strong-knit family providing that structure, you could easily succumb to the underground, criminal activities, for the lack of a better word. Him growing up in this environment, him having the ability to reach me whenever necessary, I mean, he has my cell phone number.
And what does he predict for Jerome?
He's going to be, if he's not playing in the major leagues, he's probably going to be playing an instrument. You know, I can see him being along the lines of a Wynton Marsalis or a Harry Connick Jr. I mean, the guy is just that good. He's just that good.
Great expectations from a mentor. Haynes tells me he kept up with some of those old teammates who lived in St. Bernard. A few of them did really well. One played pro football. But he says they were really the exception. If Columbia Park's model works, he says, success for everyone is going to be the rule. In New Orleans, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
We've got all of our coverage from New Orleans 10 years after Katrina online. It's marketplace.org.